Yeah, so just got gas. Anyway, I just was talking to this old man, and he was probably in his late 70s, 80s, I don't know, he was old, but seemed in good health. And he started telling me about how he used to work on the railroad, and he asked where I was from, and I said Maryland. He goes, oh, well, I used to work on the railroad in Cumberland, Maryland. And I was like, oh, wow. And he told me how he had he'd gotten fed up with the railroad company, and he was out of there, and he decided to hitchhike his way to San Francisco. This is right after World War II. And he got a ride to San Francisco and three rides. One ride to Cheyenne, Wyoming. One ride to Salt Lake City. And one ride all the way to San Francisco. Made it three rides all the way across. I got the feeling this was like a big event in his life. And I guess it's anybody that makes their way across the country, it's a big event. At least it was back in 1946 or whatever. And he was an engineer, he's a maintenance guy, and he used to make ball bearings. They would make ball bearings right on the train itself. They had their own forge and tools, and they just made it from scratch. I don't know, I guess they use a lot of ball bearings in trains, or used to. It was kind of funny, because the whole cafe was had a train motif about it. There's trains all over the place, in the wall and stuff. And maybe that's why he liked it. But as far as I could tell, it was a two-calendar cafe. I looked around. I could just see two calendars. One was a hand-stitched, embroidered calendar, I guess. And the other, I forget the other one was, just a paper calendar. But there might have been more, because there was an awful lot on the walls, so I couldn't tell. So I think Heat Moon is onto something here. If you want to hear some interesting stories, that's a good place to go. So I'll be trying that, maybe in the future, we'll see.